Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt from 1941, right after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor Day is upon us as the Japanese attacked U.S. Naval Base in Hawaii and brought the United States immediately into World War II. Bay State eye surgeon and best-selling author Dr. Andrew Lamb has been with us before. Saving Sight was his most recent book about the unsung heroes who changed the way we see. Well, he's got a new one out, Two Sons of China, a novel of the Second World War. Andrew Lamb, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you back again.
Thanks.
I know you set out to write a sweeping romantic novel of the Second World War, but you don't set it in Tokyo or Berlin or London. China?
China, that's right.
Talk to me.
Well, you know, I thought that China was kind of the forgotten theater of World War II. I think not enough Americans know about the Americans who were serving in China did during the war, because it's fascinating.
The Dixie Mission. This is something I'd never heard of.
This novel was inspired by a real-life, little-known mission called the Dixie Mission, in which a brave group of Americans ventured north to the communist stronghold of Yan'an because they had heard that the Chinese communists were actually avidly fighting the Japanese. Now, these Americans were generally, you know, stationed in Chongqing. The Americans were supporting the nationalist government, but Chiang Kai-shek's armies were essentially, you know, corrupt, and they weren't really fighting the Japanese very avidly, which is why the Americans were curious about going to investigate the communists. So these Americans went to investigate Mao's troops. They even considered arming them with American weapons and supplies. So this is something that very few people know about, but I think more people should.
So China actually played a fairly significant role
absolutely,
in World War II.
Absolutely. You know, in fact, many people aren't necessarily aware that the beginning of World War II actually occurred in 1937 when the Japanese invaded China. China was important on many levels, but one of the most important things from an American standpoint was the fact that hundreds of thousands of Japanese troops were stationed in China. And these are troops that would otherwise be facing the Americans in the Pacific. So it was very important that we keep China in the war. If anyone was fighting our common enemy, it's worth trying to help them out.
So what was learned during this mission? I know we'll get into the whole plot in a minute.
Sure, but yeah. No, this is a fascinating mission because what the Americans who went there discovered, the Chinese communists, Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai, these guys were actually having a pretty strong following among the people. You know, they were at this point agrarian reformers. There was no corruption. There was no banditry, none of the terrible things that they had been frustrated with in Chongqing with the nationalists. So they wrote many favorable reports, the foreign service officers and the men who went on this mission, reports about the Chinese communists. And the tragedy of their story is that these reports were not well received in Washington. And particularly during the McCarthy era, they were essentially accused of being communist sympathizers, and several of them lost their careers because of it. But the story needs to be told because you read the history, these men were reporting truthfully and serving their country with honor in a distant and difficult land.
We're talking to Andrew Lamb, the author of Two Sons of China, a novel of the Second World War. You've got your hero here, Lieutenant David Parker, kind of bored. He's stuck right doing nothing, basically. And then he falls for this beautiful British journalist.
Yeah.
And does she also go with him to China?
She does. The Dixie Mission kind of inspired this story, which is essentially revolves around David Parker's friendship with a Chinese communist guerrilla fighter named Lin Yuan. These two men go on a dangerous mission behind enemy lines together. And in the real Dixie Mission, Americans did accompany the Chinese guerrillas on a mission behind the lines. These two men have nothing in common, and they have clashing convictions that threaten to derail the mission. But the battles they go on together and they fight together ultimately bring them together. Then as the end of the war forces America to choose sides in an impending civil war between the nationalists and the communists, their friendship is severely tested, and many forces conspire to tear them apart. And yes, there is a love interest, and there's romance. There's something for everybody.
When Lieutenant Parker meets Lin Yuan, what are some of the things that they clash over?
One of the main things that they have a problem with is the value of human life, to be quite honest. You know, when they're behind the lines, there's many instances in which they encounter brutality, essentially what we would consider war crimes. And their different responses to what they see really illuminates the different worlds they come from. Of course, there's many opportunities for them to talk about their different beliefs regarding communism versus democracy, religion versus atheism. And it's just an opportunity to really not only explore the history, but also explore the differences in the political culture that they experience.
Talking about Two Sons of China, Andrew Lamb's new book about World War II and about China, one of the players in World War II that nobody really knows about. You've got some pretty good blurbs here. Best-selling author Anita Shreve called Two Sons of China gritty in its historical detail and sensuous in its excellent prose, deserves a wide audience. And New York Times bestseller William Martin says, a terrific tale of adventure and romance. Don't miss it.
Thanks.
As a Chinese-American yourself, were you always intrigued by this story? And I know that you're affected personally by what happened in China after the war.
Absolutely. You know, my family ended up in America largely as a result of World War II. You know, I have one grandfather who escaped China in 1937 just ahead of the Japanese invasion, and he ended up, you know, going to school in Boston. And he met his wife, who was also a student in Boston, and whose family had also been able to get them out of the country. The personal tragedy is a little bit that my grandfather never was able to return to China because China became communist. He didn't know he would never go back, but he never did. My other grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was actually a civil servant in the nationalist government, Chongqing. And obviously when the communists won the country in 1949, he had to flee or else he wouldn't survive. So like many other refugees, he went to Hong Kong. He gave up everything. He gave up his land, his possessions. He was a father of five kids. They lived in essentially poverty in Hong Kong. And he sacrificed a lot to bring his family to America. And, you know, these are the reasons why I will never personally take being an American for granted. You know, many, many Chinese who are well-educated and wealthy had to give up everything and come to America where they worked menial jobs far below their skill set. Yeah, it's important not to forget. And I am very appreciative of what America has done around the world to help people and to allow them to live in freedom.
When you said that your grandfather had never returned to China, but if he had returned, would he have been killed?
After 1949, there were essentially no relations with the Chinese communists until Nixon returned in the early 1970s.
Right, yeah.
So certainly Mao's government persecuted not only landlords, but also former nationalists, intellectuals, etc. So it was really not even a possibility. When I think about the people who had to flee China, and I think about what we as Americans have today, it's really striking to me. Let's say somebody said to me, you've got to leave America. You can no longer be a surgeon. You've lost your bank account. You've got to go to another country where you don't even speak the language. And you've got to do menial tasks that's far below what you're trained to do. That's exactly what many, many refugees from China had to do. Their government was not capable of protecting them against a foreign invader. No amount of education or wealth was able to protect them from the chaos of war. And that's why, you know, we can't take for granted what we have today here in the United States.
This book, Two Sons of China, a novel of the Second World War by Dr. Andrew Lamb, is going to be released on Pearl Harbor Day, which is, of course, Saturday. Best way for people to get a hold of this book?
The easiest way is probably on Amazon or iTunes. They could also visit my website, which is www.twosonsofchina.com.
Well, good to see you again.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Andrew Lamb from Bay State, best-selling author of Saving Sight and the brand new book, Two Sons of China, a novel of the Second World War. Andrew Lamb, thank you.
Thanks a lot.